Chazor zech nishn zu bach ichs gshag mit dem Yehuda mit sech shab is darf mem hey. Wir schlagen jetzt bei euch und der Shimon only not hold of Muksa when the item wasn't dachya bi adayim, meaning that it wasn't set aside actively as not being available for use on Shabbos. Maybe that's when he doesn't hold of Muksa, but if it was dachya bi adayim, then he would agree that there is a concept of Muksa, or in either case, he doesn't hold of Muksa. An example of dachya bi adayim would be, for example, someone took wheat and planted it in the ground before it took root. Could he take it out on Shabbos now and eat it on Shabbos? Or if he took an egg and put it under a head and for it to sit on and become a chick, would that be a case of muktzah because it was dachi b'dayim or not? V'yechanan said the only case of muktzah according to Rav Shimon is a lit candle, while it's lit, because then since it's muktzah for its mitzvah, so it's also muktzah for its iser. This seems that Rav Yechanan is saying you need the muktzah the limitzvasai and muktzah liyisura in order for it to be a case of muktzah according to Rav Shimon. However, Zebraisa, which we know follows Rav Shimon, and the Braisa over there talks about using decorations from the sukkah during sukkahs. It's only your muktzah limitzvasai over there, and Rav Shimon says you're not allowed to use it during sukkahs. You see, even huktzah limitzvasai is enough to be a case of muktzah, even according to Rav Shimon. Mar says that's actually what Rabbi Yochanan meant, that it's only even huktzah l'mitzvasa is enough to make a muktzah according to Rav Shimon. That's what he meant by while the candle's lit, since it is huktzah l'mitzvasa for the mitzvah, it is only asur, only muktzah for as long as it's lit. But once it's no longer lit, so the mitzvah's not being done anymore, at that point it wouldn't be muktzah anymore. Rabbi Yehuda named Shmuel says that the case of muktzah according to Rav Shimon would be we started drawing figs or started drawing raisins before Shabbos is not fully dried yet, so they're not really able to be eaten yet on Shabbos. They're in this in-between state, and therefore they would be muktzah because they're not available for any use, even according to Rav Shimon on Shabbos. Maria Sabraisa says that all fruits would be subject to this same rule, that if they were sort of in the process of being dry, that they'd be muktzah on Shabbos. Now this has to be following Rav Shimon, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the chiddush? Of course it would be muktzah. The chiddush must be that it's Rav Shimon, and still he's saying that you see that it's not just figs and raisins, it's all types of fruits that become muktzah according to Rav Shimon in this way. Mara says the Braisa really follows Rabbi Yehuda, and the chiddush is that because the Braisa says if you were in the middle of eating these things, and while you're eating them, you decided you're going to dry the rest, so they also become muktzah. The chiddush is that even though you were eating them, so you would think since you're eating them, it's considered to be prepared now for Shabbos. The chiddush is that even Rabbi Yehuda would say no, that still it becomes muktzah since you put the rest out to dry, that becomes muktzah. Rav Shimon, the son of Rabbi, asked Rabbi, what would Rav Shimon hold regarding the unripe dates? Would they be on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? Would they be muktzah? Rabbi said, no, according to Rav Shimon, the only things that are muktzah are figs that are drying or raisins that are drying. From the fact that Rav Shimon bar Rebbe asked his father a question according to Rav Shimon, it must be that he felt that his father Rebbe actually followed the sheet of Rav Shimon. Why is he asking them to justify a kasha on Rav Shimon? Yet we find elsewhere that Rebbe seems not to hold of muktzah. I'm sorry, that he actually does hold of muktzah, which means that he does not hold of Rav Shimon. So why it seems to be a stira? Mark gives another number of answers. Either that case of that brisa where Rebbe does hold of muktzah is a case which would be very similar to raisins or things like that, which are totally mitziach das from, and therefore that's why in that case Dafi holds of muktzah. Or maybe he was just answering for Rav Shimon even though he himself doesn't hold of Rav Shimon. Or maybe in the brisa he was clarifying something for Rabbi Yehuda even though he doesn't hold of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Chanan, the name of Yochanan, said, they said, Omru, the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that there's no din of muktzah. Marius, how could we say that Rabbi Yochanan said that the halacha follows Rav Shimon? We find that Rabbi Yochanan once said that a chicken coop is usher on Shabbos. So you see, he does hold a muktzah. Marius is talking about when there was a dead chick that died on Shabbos in the coop. That's why even according to Rav Shimon would be muktzah. That's only good according to the sheet that hold that Taka Rav Shimon would hold such a thing as muktzah, but according to the sheet that hold that something that was live and died on Shabbos is not considered to be muktzah, even according to Rav Shimon, why would the chicken coop be muktzah? According to Rav Shimon, the Mara says, it's talking about where there was a newly laid egg in this chicken coop on Shabbos, and that's why even according to Rav Shimon it's muktzah. I, Rav Nachman, said that if you don't hold a muktzah, you don't hold noilad either, so why would you be mixed muktzah? The Mara says, it's talking about a case where there was an egg that had a chick inside, that such an egg is absolutely muktzah, even according to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan could hold the look of Shimon, even though he passed him that the chicken coop is muktzah. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Rabbi Yosef, came from Eretz Yisrael, and he said that Rabbi Yochanan says that Allah follows Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Shimon. And he said that Rabbi Shimon Levi says Allah is like Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yosef said, oh, this is what Rabbi Bar Bachana meant when he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Omru, they said Allah is like Rabbi Shimon, meaning they said, but I myself, Rabbi Yochanan, actually don't hold like Rabbi Shimon. Bayes Rabbi Yosef, even without that, it's clear that Rabbi Yochanan must follow Rabbi Yehuda, because Rav Asi, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, we find when a menorah fell on his clothing, he didn't want to move it because he held that it was muktzah. So obviously he learned this from his Rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yosef said no, because we find a machloikas between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan regarding whether or not one someone may move a lightweight menorah. But they both agree that a heavyweight menorah is usher to move even according to Rav Shimon. So the fact that Rav Asi wouldn't move the menorah, it could be that he was even following Rav Shimon by holding that you're not allowed to move that menorah. Reason why a heavyweight menorah would be also to move even according to Rav Shimon. So Rabbi Rabbi Yosef explained, because since it's so heavy, it has a specific permanent place where it's never intended to be moved from there, therefore it's also to move it even according to Rav Shimon. Abaye says that Rav Shimon means only aser a menorah that's made of pieces, like modular, because moving it when you may break it apart, which will cause someone to put it back together, and thereby he's creating a keli on Shabbos, which is why they were geyser and said it's aser. Even according to Rav Shimon, he said it would be aser, therefore it's muktzah even according to Rav Shimon.